Today is Census Day, when many local governments, schools, and civic organizations were planning to ramp up efforts to ensure everyone gets counted. This is to ensure their communities get their share of government funding and representation. The coronavirus, though, has complicated that, especially on college campuses. Eric Stock reports one of the hardest-to-count populations just got that much harder.
Harry Steinbach oversees census outreach at Illinois State University. April 1st was supposed to be ISU's census kickoff.
If things had gone according to plan, we'd be out on the quad all day being really excited about the census and passing out snacks and having tablets where students could do the census on site and giving away census swag and all those kinds of things.
The campus is basically empty. The university has closed dorms and sent students home. They're finishing coursework online. Steinbach says the university was already planning much of its census outreach through social media. College students tend to be hard to count, which makes outreach especially important. Many students have not participated in a census and may be confused about where they should report residency. According to the census, your residence is where you live on April 1st and where you spend a majority of the year. Steinbach says typically that means your college residence, even this year when most students are home.
So that makes it even more confusing. And so the Census Bureau has some great information, very clear, really treating COVID is sort of this anomaly.
There are new wrinkles to the 2020 headcount that could make census takers' jobs easier, particularly on campuses. There's a new online form. Plus, for college students who live on campus in what the census describes as group quarters, they don't have to do anything. Their college submits information for them using personal data they already have, unless a student opts out. At Illinois Wesleyan University, where students have to live on campus their first 3 years, 83% of the student body will automatically be counted. Illinois Wesleyan's Residence Life Director Kyle Griffith says that should streamline the process.
They're hoping that because they know that group quarters are undercounted, or historically have been, they want to make sure that they're able to get that information more easily.
Census takers were planning to go door-to-door in college towns next week to pick up those still not counted. ISU's Harriet Steinbach says the census has put that on hold because of the pandemic, but regardless of when they start canvassing, the students likely won't be there.
It's just a tough situation to be in, and there's not a lot we can do about it, and so it will likely result in, not exactly an accurate count for our community.
Heartland Community College can't submit its own student data for the census because it doesn't offer student housing. A Heartland spokesperson says the school has had to scale back its outreach and focus on e-learning for the spring semester. Heartland says it'll continue using social media, email, faculty, and a live video presentation to engage students on the census. I'm Eric Stock.